Welcome to Maseches Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 8, Mishnah 1. Just a brief introduction. The Torah teaches us, by all matnas aniyim, by all the gifts that one is responsible to give the tithes to the poor, la'ani v'la'ger taz v'voisam, you should leave them for the poor, you should leave them for the stranger. And the halacha is that as long as they are still trying to find whatever is left, the lekat, the sheikha, or the pay, or whatever it is, so then it's still considered theirs. Once they stop looking for it, if you, the owner, find something, now it's considered hefker, and you can take it, and the truth is really anyone can take it. So says the Mishnah, Me'emesai kalada mutarim beleket. At what point, for leket, also for shikha and peah, can any person take from it? Is it no longer considered for the aniyim? You may remember this, because this Gemara is in Baba Metzia, in Eilam Metzia, since one of the first Gemaras that people learn as they start learning Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Yilcha Nemushas. After the Nemushas, which are the elderly, poor people, the weak people, go and they take their sticks and their walking sticks and they look to see if there's anything left after everybody, the first wave has already come. Once they've already gone, the halacha is now, it no longer remains matnas aniyim and anyone could take it. But paratu ba'ilulais, how about when it comes to parat and ilulais, the matnas aniyim from the grapevine? V'sheyocha aniyim bekerem v'yavayu. After the poor people went and they came a second time to check if there's anything left in the grapevine, the halacha is anyone can take it. U'bezesim, how about when it comes to olives? Once the rain has already fallen in its second period, that means the yoira, which is the first rain, comes in swarms. Each one's called a revia. One's called revia bechira, revia beninus, revia afela. They come. The Mishnah Gemara says Maseches Tainus. The first one comes on the third Amar Cheshvan. The second one comes on the seventh, and the final one comes on the 23rd. So once two of them have passed already, that's considered kind of after the collection season for the olives, and anyone could take it. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, "V'halo yesh, but aren't there people who have olives? She'ena mosim as they say me'la'ach revi yashniya. They wait to harvest the harvest olives until the second period of rain has already come down. So if so, that would be the time that the poor people would go. So therefore, he argues, he disagrees with the shear of the Tanakhama. El kadesh she'ani yotz has to be a situation where the poor person went out to collect. V'lo yehi maybe." And he won't find enough zesim to bring him home for arba isaris, four coins, which is the amount that a poor person potentially could collect for four meals. Once the poor person says, there's for sure not that amount left, or there isn't that amount left, at that point the season is over, even when it comes to the olives, and now it's hefker. And really, the owner could come, really anyone could take it, and make it theirs. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.